1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 and 5, then 7 through 11. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Thanks for joining me today as we ask of the Lord that the gifts that he has given to us will be manifested as he, God, desires. Father, we come to you another time, Lord. We are grateful that, God, we can be called your children. We're grateful, God, that you are our Father and you have given to us gifts, Lord. Gifts that are to be utilized. Gifts, O God, that you have given to us to build your kingdom here on earth. Gifts, Lord, that we're given to share, O God, amongst us, Lord, amongst your church, amongst, Lord, this human race. And so, God, we come before you now, God. Just wanted to know, God, that we are utilizing these gifts, Lord, as you have given them to us. And so, Father, with all sincerity, oh God, with a heart that is yearning after you, oh God, we pray at this time, Lord, that God, you will reach your hands down and lay your hands upon us one more time. As Paul, oh God, lay hands on his young son, Timothy, son in the Lord, and declare that he will stir up the gifts, Lord, that is within him. And so, Lord God, may the gifts that you have given to us, Father, the ones that we have just read about, Lord, hallelujah, that sometimes remain dormant, that sometimes, God, are even hidden, Lord God, from those who they should be impacting, that, God, we are here and your gifts are laying waste. But I pray, God, that the manifestation of these gifts, oh God, at this time, hallelujah, will be revisited, hallelujah, and that the church will be empowered, hallelujah, because these were given, oh God, not for our own purposes, Lord. Oh God, not that we should look good, Father, not that we should look as though, God, we are cute, but God, they are given to us, oh God, to go in diverse places, hallelujah, and to let others know, wherever we go, whatever we are doing, that you are still God, you are still Lord, and that, Lord, there is a day when you will come back to this earth to take those, O God, who have taken up the mantle to follow after you. So, Father, as we approach this week of prayer, I pray, God, that you will keep us in tune, Lord. Keep us focused upon these gifts, that as we pray, Father, your Spirit indeed will come down upon us, Lord. Hallelujah. Your Spirit once was with us. Your Spirit has been within us. And your Spirit now, God, we're asking to come upon us in the name of Jesus. That this week, oh God, will be one long to be remembered. Hallelujah. As we go through and seek God, your face. That, Lord God, the church will be empowered. Not only that will be empowered, Lord, but the church will be effective in this time and in this day and this age. We thank you for your blessings upon us at this time, God. We look to you, Father, as we continue to seek your face, that, Lord, you will hear our prayers as we pray and devote ourselves to you. Bless us now, we pray, as we give you thanks in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen.